So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Welcome back to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Dr. Ryan back today to talk about something I've been thinking a lot about lately as we start 2022. Since founding Rev Health and Wellness over the past year, I've had some conversations with some really smart coaches, and myself, I consider myself a coach who just happens to have a doctor level degree in physical therapy and movement. So starting 2022, I know a lot of people are on the New Year's resolution bandwagon. They have big goals and they really want to improve their health and start to live just a more active lifestyle. When it comes to getting out of pain or moving better or changing your lifestyle, you will achieve more if you have a coach that does it. And the topic I want to talk about today is the art of coaching. And let me give a little background and what I mean by the art of coaching. But when I work with a client, don't get me wrong, I love when clients do their homework, try to find solutions themselves, either on the internet or from a friend, or trial and error on different things themselves. That, to me, tells them that they're committed to solving the problem and are coachable and are really invested in wanting to change. You can find a ton of free resources, especially with New Year's resolution. There's endless amounts of free resources online to lose weight, to move more, to improve your health, but you will get better results with a customized program from an experienced coach because they're going to hold you accountable and create a sustainable plan for you. In 2022, I foresee a lot of people still trying to get rid of the weight they gained from the COVID-19 shutdowns a couple years ago. And to do that, a boot camp, a detox, a cleanse, none of that is going to get you long-term gains. It's going to maybe get you some short-term success, but as most of us know, it's going to just lead to that same yo-yo dieting lifestyle that we get some really good short-term gains because we're really super into things, but it's not sustainable. And we're eventually going to revert back to where we were before. So you need to have skin in the game and a coach to, one, teach you what to do, two, help you create a plan, and three, hold you accountable to that plan to make it sustainable. So the art of coaching, and that can be coaching movement, exercise, diet, nutrition, is an art form. So empowering someone with the right tools and the right plan to move more, become healthier, or have more energy is not easy. It's really not an easy thing to do. And there is not a one-size-fits-all plan for every single person. If any coach tells you that they have the one fix that works with every single person, I would never buy their program. Because every smart coach knows that getting from point A to point B is different for every single person. Our bodies are complex, and when it comes to lifestyle changes especially, a custom tailored plan will get you the results you want when created by the right coach, and especially if it's built to be sustainable. Let's look at our current landscape. I think I saw some recent data. 50% of adults age 18 to 25 are overweight or obese. Not to mention American culture filled with hyper palatable foods that taste really good and have very high calorie density with really no nutritional value, and throw on some lack of physical activity and being told to stay in your house for over a year, we have a current situation where diabetes, or the combination of diabetes and obesity, is accelerating and is going to become an epidemic in and of itself. And as we all know, that being overweight is a risk factor for a host of diseases, including COVID-19. Most people need something to happen in order to elicit some change, and a lot of times that comes at a doctor's visit where they encourage you to start making some lifestyle changes or try to get, and your primary care physician may try to give you some recommendations for exercise, diet, ways to change your lifestyle, all within a 10-minute visit where they're on to their next patient. What if instead our model was a little different, and instead of taking health recommendations from a primary care physician, no offense, primary care physicians, but I really don't think you're qualified to teach people how to eat right, move better, or what kind of lifestyle modifications, because you are not trained in that. But That's besides the point. I think that we'd have much more success if a primary care physician would sit down with the person and say, yeah, you and I both know that you need to change your lifestyle. Wouldn't it be great if the physician sat down with you and said, hey, look, we both know that you need to lose some weight, have better cardiovascular endurance, eat a better diet, have a better lifestyle. What if you tried that on your own? And if it doesn't work, you seek out a coach who can help design that program for you and get some really good sustainable change. By the time we meet again next year, you will be in a much better place. The biggest pitfall to that is, for some reason, just our psychology. When we're at a doctor's office, we just assume anything that we get recommended at the doctor's office is going to be covered by our insurance. And as anyone who's ever invested in a good health coach knows, that it's not going to be covered by insurance. And if you think it's going to, you can keep waiting, because it's never going to happen. Our current medical system is set up to make you not dead, and it's really bad about making you healthy. So it's really going to be up to you to invest in your own health, and it may even require you to save up to work with the right coach in order to do that. So getting back to my point of the art of coaching, is really the art of coaching is how a plan comes together for the person across from you to get the desired outcome. And like I said before, it's never the same for two people. The smartest coaches I know and the smartest ones I've talked to understand that in order to make change, you need consistent habit change. It's not nearly as much about what the coach makes you do as much as creating consistent habit change that will drastically improve the sustainability and changing outcomes than being told something. That's where the art of coaching comes in. Finding what it's going to take for each person to elicit change, and it's different for every single person a good coach works with. Our bodies are unique. Every person has a different starting spot. They have a different lifestyle situation. And that's where the art of coaching is finding what's going to work for the person across from you. Of course, when you work with a ton of people, you find common things that do work for a lot, but it's almost never the same for two types of people. A cookie cutter approach just isn't going to cut it when it comes to our bodies. And finding a coach that has reps and has worked with a lot of people that can get you the outcome you want is exactly what you need to do to make some long-term change. But it's going to require an investment. In 2022, there's never been a better time to have access to good coaches. At this point, it could be an in-person coach, or it could even be a virtual coach, as long as that coach understands your situation, makes a customized program for you, and doesn't give you a cookie-cutter approach. You're going to get some results and a sustainable plan as long as they teach you something. Coaching is an art form, and it really does suck that insurance won't cover it, but if you think about it from your health standpoint, if you think that investing in your health now is a big expense, just wait until you're unhealthy and then the bill comes due, and you'll wish you'll find a coach and started to become healthy much earlier in the process. Anyone still listening, thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Been thinking a lot about that lately as I see some programs get started up in 2022. So if any of this information resonates with you and you're looking for a good coach to help you achieve your goals in 2022, I'd love to make a recommendation based off your needs in your current situation. So feel free to reach out. Otherwise, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Rev Health Radio, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.